And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. House of Representatives has yet to select its leader after 11 rounds of voting. During voting in the House earlier, for the next speaker, House Clerk Cheryl Johnson announced the results.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 432, of which the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212. The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 200.
The House resumed session on Friday at noon to resume the voting process. During a cabinet meeting, U.S. President Joe Biden says that a new $2.85 billion aid package will provide Ukraine with Bradley fighting vehicles and that Ukraine's friends must keep up their support.
We have to do everything we can to help the Ukrainians resist Russian aggression. And Russia is not attempting to slow up. The actions they're taking are as barbaric as they were a year ago. And they're not letting up at all, at all.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in his war against Ukraine over the Orthodox Christmas holiday. But the Kyiv government dismissed it as hypocrisy and a cynical trap. The Mexican military has captured the son of imprisoned drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Alleged cartel members responded to the arrest of Ovidio El Ratón Guzman by paralyzing the city of Culiacán days before a visit to Mexico by U.S. President Joe Biden. Similar violence prompted President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to release Guzman in 2019. This is VOA News. A new study says two-thirds of glaciers are on track to disappear by the year 2100, from the Associated Press, Ed Donahue reports.
Scientists calculated, using different levels of warming, how many glaciers would disappear 77 years from now. Glaciologist David Rounce at Carnegie Mellon University says a lot of the small glaciers are in locations that do not allow them to survive increases in temperature.
And that's why we see a lot of the mass loss by number. Those very large percentages of about 50 to 80%.
Glaciers are currently one of the largest contributors to a global rise in sea level.
There are already a lot of communities that are experiencing high tide flooding, even nuisance sunny day flooding, as well as more extreme events.
And Rounce says melting glaciers will only amplify these events. I'm Ed Donahue.
UN and Pakistani officials are appealing for global solidarity to rehabilitate and rebuild flood-ravaged Pakistan in advance of the International Conference on Climate Resilient Pakistan next week in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has more.
The conference aims to marshal international support for the people and government of Pakistan to build back in a resilient manner after last year's devastating floods. Pakistan's record-breaking monsoon rainfall between June and August caused catastrophic flooding affecting more than 33 million people. Upwards of 1,700 people died. Over 2 million were rendered homeless. Crops were wiped out and vital infrastructure was destroyed and damaged. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Pope Benedict was laid to rest at the Vatican on Thursday in a funeral attended by thousands and led by Pope Francis. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has that story.
Pope Francis giving an homily that compared his predecessor to Jesus before tens of thousands of mourners at St. Peter's Square.
Gracious Father, we commend to your mercy Pope Emeritus Benedict, whom you made successor of Peter and shepherd of the Church, a fearless preacher of your word and a faithful minister of the divine mysteries.
Benedict's death on Saturday ended an unusual decade of the former and present Pope living side by side in the Vatican. Benedict shocked the world by resigning nearly a decade ago, the first pope to do so in 600 years instead of reigning for life.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters News. With China days away from dropping border controls that have effectively shut it off from the rest of the world for 3 years, countries are lining up to impose curbs on travelers from China to contain its COVID-19 outbreak.